Now we're talking to Don Armstrong today and about health technology. And tell us what your position is and what do you have to tell us today about technology.
Well, good morning, Wynn. Yes, I'm a program coordinator here in Houston, Texas for GE Healthcare at one of the Houston Methodist hospitals out here in Katy, Texas. And so what that means by a program coordinator is I run or manage a biomed shop here at the hospital of three other biomeds and myself, and we take care of roughly 6,000 pieces of medical equipment. And what I mean by take care of is repair and maintain and track the inventory of these instruments here at the hospital.
And what does the public need to know about the role that you play in the healthcare system?
Well, when I first started about 30 years ago, healthcare technology managers, we actually called biomeds in the field. When I first started out, it was kind of a repair and maintain type of position. Now it's kind of morphed into more of a clinical partner where we repair and maintain still, but we're looking for more for quality and safety, and we kind of come right up next to and come right alongside our clinical partners to make sure the equipment is being used correctly, it interfaces with the hospital networks, and also assist in asset management, purchasing of new equipment and making sure that they're getting the right technology. So that's what our kind of role as healthcare technology managers has turned into.
And do you find that people are able to keep up, that those who use your technology or keep up with the latest?
Well, you know, it's a challenge, but, you know, the education is a big part of this, Lynn, and the clinical, our clinical partners really do a very good job of that. Along with the manufacturers and the vendors, they do a really good part, a really good role with that. I mean, and nothing gets put into use onto a patient before they are trained and before the healthcare technology management team verifies that it's safe to use and is being used in the correct way.
So how do people train? Are they able to train over the Internet? Do they need to go to a special school or location where the manufacturer gives that information?
Well, for operators training, it kind of could be both ways. When it could be vendors and manufacturers come out to train clinical staff, and also the hospital has clinical trainers. For a technical standpoint, service training could be done online, and it could be done at the manufacturing plant. And most of the time, we bring people in to train us as we go along on site.
And what do you look for in the future? Is there going to be an increase in medical technology to help to make it even more efficient?
Well, that's kind of the hope. I mean, the hope right now is interoperability, which means a lot of these pieces of equipment now get attached to the backbone network and therefore are available online with the manufacturers. So we get a lot of help that way. No more are these just kind of standalone little boxes in the hospital. They are attached to the network and they're attached to each other. So a lot of communication going back and forth. And we've had some growing pains with that, but it is really, at this point in time, of course, we're at the height of it, so we're doing really well with it. And the healthcare technology management team, which is the biomeds, the clinical engineers, the along with our partners, the vendors and operator, the vendors and the manufacturers are working really hard together to make that seamless as possible.
And is there any information available to the public about the things that you do?
Yeah, there are. AMI, which is our national association, which is AMI stands for the Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. There's a website out there that really spells out really well about what we do. There's a lot of local associations out there. I happen to be part of a local association out here in Houston, Texas, which is called HTMA of Texas, and that is one of those, you know, another source of where you find information.
Okay, and we want to thank you, Don Armstrong, for talking to us today about the importance and maintenance of medical technology.
Well, thank you so much, and this week it just happens to be HTM Week, Appreciation Week, too. That's usually in the third week, typically in the third week of May. it's a week-long celebration of what we do, celebration and awareness and promotion of the field. So thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, thank you.